A rich man and his son had that great passion for art. In their collection, they had everything. They had Picasso's, Rembrandt, Van Gogh, Botero's. And they liked to sit together, father and son, to admire the great works of art that they had in their own collection. One day, the son went to war. And he was a very brave man, very courageous man, and died in the battle while was rescuing another soldier. The father received the news and suffered deeply the death of his only son. A month later, someone came to the door. A young man with a great package. And when the father opened the door, said to him, "Sir, you don't know me, but I am the soldier by whom your son gave his life." That day he saved many lives. And I was carried to a safe place when a bullet pierced the chest, dying instantly. Very often he spoke to us about you and about him, explaining your love for the art. After this, this boy stretched his arms to deliver the package and said, "I know that this is not too much. I am not a great artist. But I believe that your son would have liked it that you received this." The father opened the package and was a portrait of his son, painted by the young soldier that his son saved the life during the war. He contemplated with deep admiration the manner in which the soldier had captured the personality of his son in painting. The father was so attracted to the expression of the eyes of his son that his own eyes were full in tears. He thanked it to the young soldier and offered to pay for the portrait. And he said, "Oh, no, sir. I could never pay what your son did for me. It is a gift." The father hung the portrait above the mantelpiece. And each time that the visitors came to his house, he showed the portrait of his son prior to show his famous gallery that he had. Months later, the father died and was announced an auction with all the paintings he had in his collection. Well, many people, very important and influential, came to the auction with expectation to get one of the famous portrait or paint that he had in the collection. But on the platform was the portrait of his son. When everybody was ready, the auctioneer hit the gavel to start the auction. "We will start the shots with this portrait of the son. Who offers by this portrait?" But it was a great silence in the room. Then a voice in one corner of the room shouted, "We want to see the famous paintings. We are not interested in the song." We don't want that portrait. We want the Van Goghs. We want the Rembrandts. We want the Picassos. We want the Boteros. We don't want the sun. We don't like it. Well, the actioner can be saying, who won the sun? Who offered 100? Who offered 200? Who offered 500? Another voice shouted in anger, we are not by that painting. We come by the Van Goghs, we come by the Rembrandts, we come by the Boteros. Please, we are going to offers of truth. But still, the actioner continued his work. The sun. Who takes the sun? Finally, heard from the back of the room, $10 by the painting. Only $10. Was the old gardener of father and son. And being a very poor man, was the only thing that he could offer. We have $10. Say the auctioner. Who gives 20? Well, the crowd was very angry in that moment. Did not want the painting of the sun. They wanted someone that representing to them a valuable investment for their own collections. Well, the auctioner struck to end the sledgehammer. Goes one, goes two, sold for $10. Now everybody say, let's start with the collection. Well, the auctioneer loosed the gavel and said, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but the auction came to an end. But all the paintings, what about the other ones? What about the Rembrandts, the Van Goghs, the Boteros, the Picassos? What about those? I'm sorry, replied the auctioneer. When they called me to drive this auction, I was told a secret stipulated in the testament of the owner. I was not allowed to reveal this stipulation to this very moment. Only the painting of the sun would be auctioned. Who accept the pain of the sun get absolutely all the possessions of this man, including the famous paintings. The man who accepts stay with the son is left with everything. What is the lesson? 2,000 years ago, God gave to us his son, who died on a cross, as well as the actioner, his message today is the sun. The sun. Who takes the sun? Remember, who loves his son has everything. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, you know this verse very well. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you want the Son. God offered to anybody all his blessings only if you are ready and disposed to take the son. Who take the son, get everything. But today is different. The people are looking first for what? We want first the other things. And if you have some chance or opportunity, maybe the son. In the Gospel of John, chapter 6, chapter 4, beginning in verse 7, there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Therefore, the Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman?" For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." He said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob. Are you who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his son and his cattle?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him becoming him a well of water is springing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so I will not be thirsty." Count that once a man traveling on the ocean, boat sank, was adrift for several days before was found by a fishing boat. Recovering from his very bad condition, told the worst mistake, the worst error that had committed. When you feel a thirst, desperate, drink salt water. If you have had the opportunity to go to the sea and try to drink the water, you don't like it. We like sweet water. But this man, being in the ocean, almost dying, having nothing to drink, in some moments he decided just to drink that kind of water with salt. And he said that being so desperate, he committed the big and worst mistake in all his life, just drinking that water. Because each time that you drink that water, you become more thirst and more thirst and more thirst. Well, many times when we feel love, thirst of understanding, thirst of truth or attention, many times we go to the wrong place to get the water to quench our thirst. If you are feeling someone takes refuge in another more solitary name, the lacking in love, looking for him in pleasures of this world, the misunderstood takes refuge in vices and his character to draw attention. You can see the young people today. that they have many things in their mind and go to the wrong place to get what they want. Is that wrong with the parents? Where they go? With their friends. Problem with your husband? Where do you go? To talk with him, to get a good advice? Or go to talk with somebody that doesn't know anything about what is going on and give the worst advice in all life? Wherever you go, me that I have to travel a lot around my country and also other places in South America, I can see the big mistake that people are committing, going to the wrong place to get the answer. Instead of being without thirst, they are continue drinking water with salt. Not this water. It's time for you and for me and for anybody to live to fill their body of salt water. Jesus said, remember in John 4:14, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall never thirst. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to eternal life. So, do not look more quench your thirst, whatever, in the things of this world. We have a big problem with drugs. We have a big problem with pornography. We have a big problem with divorce. Wherever we go, it's not only here in the United States. The young people are destroying their own lives, going to the wrong place for the answer. Going to the wrong place for the water that we need to quench our thirst. Do the test. Cost not. You have not to pay for that. And you win all. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John said in chapter 21, Revelation 21, beginning in verse 5, and sits on the throne, saying, behold, I am making all things new. And said, write, for these words are faithful and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. How much do you have to pay for that water? Absolutely nothing. Nothing. It is without cost. In this generation, in this century, the 20th, you remember that last year we had a big problem with the fuel, with gasoline. The high prices around the world. Was not only here in this country. For example, I can tell you that in Colombia, a gallon of gasoline is more expensive than here. For regular gallon here, you pay $2, something like that, $2.50 or $60. In my country, I have to pay $3.50 per gallon. Regular gasoline. And if you go to the trying to get a gallon of water, how much do you have to pay for that? Some people believe that the next war around the world would be for water, not for gasoline. It's very difficult to get a place where you can go to your house and open the... what's the word? Faucet. And looking that you can drink from the faucet. You prefer go to this to the market, to the supermarket, and get a bottle of water. Or if you are traveling around, you can see in your car all the water that you got from the market just to drink good water. But Jesus is offering to us something without cost. He offered to you peace, love, understanding, company, and eternal life. Chapter 22, one more time, the Apostle John wrote where Jesus said, the Spirit chapter 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. Looking around, especially visiting other groups, other religious groups, people comes to the meetings or go to this group not just because for something to quench their spiritual thirst. Now they are preaching the prosperity gospel, the gospel of prosperity, everywhere. That you don't have to ask for a motorcycle, ask for a Ferrari, ask for a truck. Don't ask for a house, ask for a mansion. Don't ask for a piece of land, ask for a ranch. Don't ask for $100, ask to God for $1 million. That is the thing that people are looking for today. And any place where you go, that's my own experience, all the time asking just for money. They go to a place looking for God, and the only answer that they receive from these people is asking for money. He's offering to us the water of life without cost. Are you interested? Coming back to the Gospel of John in chapter 6, verse 35. He said, on chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who will never thirst. Why? Because he is the life, he is the truth. He is the salvation. He is the best friend that you can get anywhere. Who wants the Son? Who offered for the Son? Who wants to take the Son? Because anyone that decides to take the Son is going to get everything. If you, today, right now, would like to be saved, if you today are thirsty, this is the moment to quench your thirst. We have the living water. You don't have to pay for that. It is without cost. And the best thing is that, as Jesus said, he who believes in me will never thirst. That is the offer. Nobody can tell you that today. You can watch and listen to advertisement on TV saying that this is the best product that you can get in the market. And when you got it, open the box and try to fix all the things that are coming in the box. You see, man, this is not what I'm looking for. But he is the life, he is the truth, and he is the way. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We're going to sing this invitation song in a few moments. But if anyone here today, this morning, would like to be saved, for us would be a honor, big honor, to help you to perform this commandment. Maybe we have water here. And we can, in the name of Jesus Christ, to help you to be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Are you thirsty? You want to take the Son? You want to have it? Okay. The big auctioneer is offering to you today the big opportunity in all your life. Please stand up and let us sing this invitation song.